12 o'clock hour. Good afternoon, Northern Colorado. Welcome into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Joining me in studio, this is how I like to start the show, man.
That's good.
Bring Bodie Hume in here with the UNC Bears, of course. The Bears are 6-6, getting set for Northern New Mexico tonight, man. We appreciate you. I know your schedule's crazy, but even crazier on game day, so I appreciate you stopping by, my friend.
Yeah, no problem. Anything I can do.
Let's talk a little bit. Of course, Bodie's segments, he joins us thanks in part to First Advantage each and every week on this program. Gives us the inside scoop about this fun basketball team. I tell you what, man, I know this sometimes gets overused when you say the score doesn't really tell the story of the game. But you guys against Arizona, top eight team in the country, right there. The entire game, you guys just kept in touch. And I thought maybe something crazy was going to happen. It's one of the best teams in the country, man.
Yeah, you know, we played really well, and we had a great game plan going into it. And ultimately, it just helped us lead to a lot of things going right for us. This is the first time we'd ever run a triangle into defense in a game. And honestly, that's the first time I've ever ran a triangle into defense. So it actually helped us a lot. And it was a lot of fun for us. And Coach Smiley was actually really happy with how well it went.
I mean, it was crazy. And what's the adjustment like doing that, running a defense that you not a lot of you guys are familiar with?
Yeah, no, it's definitely one of those unorthodox defenses, which ultimately makes it a lot of fun. And the coaches haven't been too strict on like, oh, you need to do this, you need to do that. It's more just go out there and play hard and have fun and make some plays, and that's all we can ask you to do, because we're asking you to do some junk defense, basically.
What was that? The whole experience, and again, changing up your defense, playing this team. This is a team that's going to be doing some big things, I think, throughout the course of the season. You guys toe-to-toe with them. I know you guys go into the game saying, hey, we expect to win every game, but deep down, was there a part of you that's like, man, this is going to be a tough battle. This is going to be a tough one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think the whole atmosphere just made it known that it was a tough battle. I mean, we have our boosters there that are there to support us and have a fun trip there. And then we have Bill Walton that we get to meet before the game at pregame shoot-around. And he's going to be the announcer of our game. So that's all whole other atmosphere.
Oh, he was going crazy for you
people.
Guys.
That's great. That's great.
I mean, you could hear. Now, of course, I'm going back. I'm listening to our broadcast with Jerry Schimmel. It was an amazing job. But I'm here. I'm wanting to hear what the national guys are saying about you. Walton's going off, man. I mean, that's a cool thing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And then you get a start like Dalen Kuntz had. And it just leads to everything looking so good. And for us to be in it at the beginning of the game and saying, oh, well, you know, we're right here. Might as well just try to knock him down a few pegs more and
yeah.
Then just kind of go from there, and it just turned out well.
And one of those great teams, that's what they do at the end, you know, they found a way to pull away. But again, 101-76 doesn't tell the full story of this one at all. McHale Center, take us through that. Like, what's that atmosphere like?
Beautiful. I mean, it's so cool, and it's just fun to be a part of. You see all these impressive names up on the rafters and everything, and then as well as just kind of get to see the atmosphere in the crowd. It's just a really cool atmosphere.
Wow, what a special season so far. And again, I know you guys are just beginning. Conference play starts, on the 1st? Is that right?
Yep.
We're almost there. You got, of course, Northern New Mexico tonight. But so far, such a crazy season. You guys have gone up against some awesome teams throughout the country. And to get those experiences, to be on the road, to be in Arizona, to have some of those boosters there. I mean, what's it been like for you guys so far?
It's been hectic for sure. I mean, no one expected us to have our season go like this. Being 500 and playing as well as we are, but it's also been a really hectic season. We've been very busy. We've been on the road a lot, and it's just good to see that we're still battling through a lot of games, especially when it comes to a team like Arizona.
Yeah, well, no doubt about it. I mean, Arizona, you look at Washington State, Pac-12 team there too. So you guys, do you feel like you've been through the kind of the ringer on this first? You guys have played games, it seems like, every night before jumping into conference play. Does it feel like, okay, we're battle-tested, we're ready to rock and roll once we get into Big Sky?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think we have to approach the conference a whole different way, just because you get to know the teams better, you get to know plays, and you get to know personnel a lot better, so you have a better better help
sure.
for the coaches and doing all that. So it's a different approach, but definitely playing the teams that we played and going through the octagon, like I like to say, is going to get us prepared for the conference for sure.
Again, I look at the Arizona game, I go back, I look at the CSU game, and I say, man, this team was beating CSU 10-0, now 21. This team was right there with Arizona. And obviously, Dalen with the ankle against Washington State. Sounds like we're good there. Probably expect him at some point when we start conference play. that has got to be something that you guys are taking away. I know I've texted Smiley, Coach Smiley, back and forth too, and he's obviously like, man, we're right there in these games. But it's you got to think that this is something that's going to click over in a big way once you get into Big Sky.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think if you look at the small sample size with Montana and Montana State, the same thing happened. We got big leads. We ended up getting them back, and they became close games. And finally, we learned how to pull those games out. So I think going into conference, we should expect big things and hopefully a lot of wins.
For you, Bodie, obviously you're a guy that we've watched you through your career. I mean, for you to throw up 30 points is nothing. We've seen it before. Do you look at it and say, okay, had one of those games against Arizona where I'm not where I want to be as far as a stat sheet, but where do you look at it? Because I know so many fans of yours are like, Bodie can drop 30 in 5 seconds, man.
Yeah, I think for me this year, definitely after I've talked to coaches a lot, I just really want to focus on winning. For us, we need to win a lot of games this year. We need to win the conference. We need to win the conference tournament. And ultimately, we want to make the March Madness tournament. So going there is honestly the best thing for me, best thing for the team. And then just winning a lot of games is all I try to focus on.
And you can see that in that leadership role of yours, whether you're scoring a lot of points or whether, hey, tonight I'm needed more focus to hone in on that defensive side, as you talked about with that unique style of defense. Sometimes you see that, and sometimes to me, like, that's the greatest attribute a player can have is when they recognize, okay, tonight I need to be focused in on this side of it, and that's going to be kind of what my mission is.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that's where I got to keep my mindset. Obviously, statistically, I haven't been shooting the ball great, but that comes in time. That just comes with confidence and comes with my players or my teammates giving me the ability to do that. So really all I'm trying to do is give them the ability to score and give them the ability and to win games with me, basically.
What do you do as a shooter? Because, again, you see that some of the greatest shooters of all time go into these kind of modes where, hey, the percentage isn't what they would like. But their coaches always say the same thing. No, you're going to keep firing. You're a true shooter. What's that like mentally for you? What is your coaching staff, Coach Smiley and company, been like as you've kind of gone through those up and downs with the shooting percentage?
No, they've definitely been very supportive. I think if you go back to the Washington State game, I'll be the first one to say I just didn't play very well. I was 1 for 5 or 1 for 6 from three, and we had a film session yesterday. Smiley says, I don't care if you went 1 for 5. That's fine. Just make sure you help us off the ball. Make sure you help us with passes. Make sure you help us rebound, box out, defend, all that stuff too. So
again, it's that process throughout the season that this is what we see in basketball. They're long seasons. So
absolutely,
you're going to have those moments where, okay, maybe the shooting's not clicking for you. It's really rolling for Dalen Kuntz at this point. Dalen's probably going to have one of those games or a stretch where maybe the points aren't coming as easily for him. And then you or Matt Johnson or Kuhr, somebody else has to be able to pick up that scoring. And that's kind of, to me, that's one of the more fun things to watch in a season is kind of not necessarily the downs, but you do kind of see the roller coaster-like thing in the season.
Absolutely, and I think we got so much talent that we're a team that's only going to have ups. Even if I'm having a downtime, Dalen or Kuhr or Matt, like you said, is going to have a good time. And honestly, all we can try to do is support them while they're on the ups and ups and ups.
So how much do you guys pay attention to what's going on nationally? You're seeing, obviously, there's some COVID pauses. You're seeing it at the college level. You're seeing it at the pro level. The NHL's going on a stoppage here starting now. And what are you guys talking about that? Or is it like we don't want to talk about that? Because you guys have experienced that, of course, in 2020.
No, yeah. I think we've definitely had conversations about it. I think we don't necessarily want to have the conversations. But I think ultimately, as long as we're healthy, I know we're a group of fully vaccinated guys, so that helps us a lot when it comes to actually getting COVID positives and such. But honestly, with how it's going and the huge outbreaks that are starting to happen again, we kind of halfway expect to start testing or start taking extra precautions, and we're prepared for that. That hasn't really been the issue for us. It's more just making sure that we're guaranteed games and not have to worry about sitting out like that.
I know, and that's the tough part because we saw that in 2020 where, and of course, the early 2021, I mean, day of, you could get news that you're not having a game. And I mean, I was thinking about this with students, too. They could be at school and get out at 3 o'clock, and they might not be back for 2 weeks or who knows. So it's got to be such a weird thing mentally to know, hey, at any moment, we could get a call that one of the teams we're facing, maybe they're having some issues, or they had contact tracing with another team. That could happen eventually.
Yep, no, exactly. I think last year, actually, we were going to NAU. We got stuck at the airport for like 3 or 4 hours. We were just lucky our flight got delayed because right when we're about to board, we get a call saying, oh, no, I don't think you should come down here. We have a COVID positive or we have a problem right now. And it was like, well, Luckily, that was a false case, and we ended up getting to go down there and play a game. So it was nice to have be able to play a game, because all we try to do is just play games. That's all we're here for.
I go back to a couple of years ago when obviously this first hit. You guys are preparing, getting ready for Big Sky Conference play. You guys felt like, I mean, that was a great team. That was an excellent basketball team. How does this group stack up with that group from a couple of seasons ago?
Oh, I think we are in a lot better headspace, a lot better mental and physical spot. From not only having more talent, but also having guys that really want to be together and really want to work together. And I mean, the support, because I'll be the first one to say I haven't been shooting well, and the support that I've gotten from not only Matt and Coor and Dalen, but also like Zach Block and Connor Creech and kids that don't necessarily play a whole lot of minutes, Bryce Kennedy, they've been really helping me and supporting me, which is all I could ask for. So we're a really supportive team.
I know you are all like that, and that's what's so special about this group. So many things special about this group, but you get excited for your other guys too. I mean, Dalen Kuntz, that Arizona game. I mean, man. Like we said, we're getting national talk about not just the bad beats. By the way, UNC's getting national talk outside of that. I thought Dalen was going to bring the rim down with that dunk he had.
Yeah, no, he. It's just something special to watch, like what he can do with the ball and what he can do with the rim, and just finishing, and his finishing ability is just unreal and unmatched. And for him to be able to just stretch people out and shoot a lot better from the 3-point line this year has just been great to see. And he's been on a roll all year. I mean, he's leading the Big Sky in scoring, and ultimately he's helped us win a lot of games already. So it's just exciting to see what's going to happen in conference.
Yeah, good guy too. All right, so the conference play, we're getting into it. Northern New Mexico, we got that tonight, and then you guys jump over Southern Utah on New Year's Day. What are the holidays like for you? I always, you know, it's always crazy. You got Christmas coming up on Saturday. What is that like? How much time do you get to chill out and be away from the game, or are you away from the game for very long?
So for me mostly, and for all of these guys, I can attest to all. And then we usually get a workout in with some family friend or a trainer when we go home. We get 4 days this year, 5 days, I think, which honestly I'm excited about, because I've been here and we've had 72 hours. We've had a day and a half. We've had 3 days. Like we've had a lot of time where Christmas is just kind of non-existent for us. So to have 5 days off this year is definitely nice, especially with the amount of guys that we play and the amount of minutes that we've been playing. It'll be nice to have just a small break. But still have the opportunity to work out. I know I already texted my buddies, hey, can we get in the gym? What's up there? I hear people in the phone in the locker room, hey, oh, don't worry, I'll be in the gym as soon as I get back. So we got a bunch of guys that want to be in the gym. It's just a matter of just getting a little rest from games, I guess you could say.
Kind of a mental thing, too,
exactly.
Maybe to get away. All right, so tell us, looking at this team, you're 6-7 right now, 2-0 in conference play. What have you been like, maybe pleasantly surprised about this team as far as some of the things that are going on that you like what you're seeing? And then maybe what's the big thing that you guys really need to work on as you approach Big Sky Conference play?
I think first, the thing that we still need to work on is finishing games. We've struggled with that throughout the year, and just having the right mindset throughout the whole game. What I've been very impressed about is, especially at the start, when we've taken big leads at the start of the season and we started losing those leads, we almost all got scared and started playing to not lose, Coach Smiley likes to say. And that at that CSU game and right before the CSU game, I saw a switch flip in a lot of these guys, and it's like, no, like we're playing to win.
Yeah.
And we're just not quite getting there yet. So that's exciting to see that we're playing to win and not playing not to lose, as Smiley likes to put it.
That mentality, is it has to be strong in there, right? Because in basketball, I mean, as a fan, you can just feel the momentum shift. You can feel that when you guys are up big and another team's making a comeback. This is basketball. That happens. What do you guys talk about as far, you know, coach calls a timeout, whatever. How do you stop those runs, obviously, in those comeback modes?
Coach Smiley usually draws up a really good play in a timeout like or something like that, or discusses what we want to do. From a player standpoint, we say just one stop. We just start with one stop and we go from there. You get a stop, maybe you get a score. If you don't, you get another stop. You just focus on getting one stop at a time, and usually things go well.
I'm so excited for you guys. Like I said, you guys have, I feel, been battle tested. You have had so many games against major opponents that they're all, I mean, a lot of these opponents you guys have, they're dancing. I mean, you got a lot of teams that are going to be dancing and maybe make some noise in these tournaments. You look at Texas, you look at CSU, you look at Arizona. These are teams that are going to be in the thick of things when it comes to March Madness. And all three of those games I just listed, there were moments there where I went, maybe this Bears team's going to pull this thing off. That's got to be something really special for you.
Oh, yeah. It's super exciting for us. I mean, like I said, and everyone knows at this point that we're a really good basketball team. Really, it's just making sure that we stay connected and together, and we'll do really well this year.
I think it's going to be exciting. I'm ready for the conference play. I'm ready to rock and roll, man. We've got the game on KFKA tonight. Excited for that one. Northern New Mexico. Tell us, you know, obviously in your film study, your study of this opponent, give our listeners kind of some insight. What to expect from this team?
No, I think these guys are really good. They have some really good players that could give us some issues in a while. We're really focused on the defensive end and just trying to stop them. And like I said, and then. They're more of a Hawaii Hilo team, so
interesting.
And it's going to be a lot of fun. They're really fast. They're a lot of fun to play against. I bet it's going to be a really good game.
Well, and having that experience that you just mentioned probably is something that you can really use to carry over. Is like, hey, you know, you have to be able to, no matter who that opponent is, it Arizona's or the Northern New Mexico's, the same mentality's got to, it's got to be the same way through.
Absolutely, and I think the guys are actually have a really good mentality going into this game, especially after a rough road trip.
Are you going to drop 100 tonight, you personally, Bodie?
No, I'm not going to guarantee any of that. I'm just going to play.
Bodie, we love it, man. We do think First Advantage. I know they're big supporters of UNC. Jeff Kincaid, Matt Kincaid, these guys have been diehard Bears basketball fans for years. They've followed your entire career, so they absolutely love the fact that we can put this segment together. And you, of course, your time is valuable, man. So for our listeners to be able to listen to you talk hoops with us, even for a few minutes, it's absolutely valuable.
No, it's so much fun being here, and seriously, I appreciate them. I actually got to talk to them at the Arizona game, so they're really cool and really good group of people.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. Well, hey, from us, good luck tonight. Good luck as we approach Big Sky Conference play. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year,
yes,
man.
You
got your four
Christmas.
Or 5 days. I'm going to take a few days off.
There you go.
I don't have the demanding schedule that you do.
That's,
so
you know.
Enjoy the 4 or 5 days. Get those workouts in. Let me know. I'll go on a jog with you.
All right, perfect.
I'll just jog over to Sterling or
there
something.
There you go.
And just have a good one, okay?
Yep. All right, we'll do.
All right, man. Bodie Hume, they got a good one tonight going up against Northern New Mexico. See if they can get back to that 500 record. They are undefeated, more importantly, in the Big Sky Conference, and we'll be fun following that game along, too. And I have tickets to give away throughout the show today, so keep it right here on the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. We'll take a short break. You're listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.